Unit 7, page 77, exercises 6 and 7.
Picture the event. You are part of a team of 3 astronauts traveling 360,000 kilometers above the surface of the Earth in a small spacecraft. The spacecraft is made up of a command module and a lunar module. And 2 of you are going to transfer to a lunar module to land on the moon, while the 3rd astronaut stays in the command module and waits for your return. All is going according to plan, when suddenly you hear a loud bang. The command module starts to lose oxygen, and all 3 of you have to transfer to the smaller lunar module. This part of the spacecraft is meant for 2 people. And inside, it's the size of a small car. But the lunar module has enough water, oxygen, and batteries for a few days if you use your supplies carefully. But the big question is, how do you get back home? On April 13th, 1970, this is exactly what happened to the astronauts on board the Apollo 13 space mission. It was a desperate situation. So how did they handle it? Did they turn the situation around and find a solution? Or did they panic and lose their focus? What happened over the next few days was critical to saving the astronauts' lives, and teamwork was a big part of it. As soon as the oxygen tank exploded, engineers at NASA immediately realized that the mission's objective had changed. They abandoned their plan of landing on the moon. Their priority now was to get the astronauts back to Earth. They stepped up to the challenge and worked on a solution fast, using the checks and simulations that they needed. Experience had taught them to expect the worst, and that one small mistake could end in disaster. 3 years earlier, the entire crew of Apollo 1 had been killed when the spacecraft accidentally caught fire. No one wanted to repeat that experience. Everyone was focused on the same objective and determined to make it happen. The astronauts move to the lunar module, but then an alarm goes off. The CO2 levels in the smaller spacecraft are becoming dangerously high. With help from engineers on the ground, the astronauts take the lead and manage to improvise CO2 absorbers with the materials they have available: plastic bags, cardboard, and some tape. But the real challenge was just beginning. Because the spacecraft had been damaged, NASA flight controllers had to write and test new navigation procedures for the return home. This usually took 3 months. But engineers set an almost impossible goal to do it in 3 days. Teamwork helped them achieve that. NASA reacted quickly and decisively and didn't lose sight of its objective: to get the astronauts home. Armed with the new navigation procedures, the astronauts start to align the spacecraft for re-entry into Earth's atmosphere. However, debris from the explosion is making it difficult to orient themselves by the stars. To make matters worse, they are flying in terrible conditions, suffering from lack of food and sleep, with very little power and in very low temperatures. It is critical for them to remain calm and keep their nerve. They quickly change their plan again and use the sun to guide their re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. On Tuesday, April 17, 1970, Apollo 13 splashed down safely in the Pacific. Mission accomplished.